Many wealthy people from around the world are buying small but pricey homes in New York City. Foreign buyers are helping to fuel a rise in condominium apartment prices. A condominium in Manhattan can cost millions of dollars, but such homes are often less costly compared to other big cities. Canadian, Chinese, and Russian buyers are said to make up the majority of non-U.S. investors in Manhattan's pricey neighborhoods. Some paid tens of millions of dollars or more for a condo they have never even visited. A building called 157 is the tallest residential structure in the Americas. It has 90 floors. On the upper floors, people can see New York's famous Central Park. Work on the building is not yet finished, but many of the apartments already have sold. Two of them reportedly sold for more than $90 million each. Jeannie Woodbury is the sales director for 157. She describes what she calls one of its smallest apartments. It costs almost $19 million.
The ceilings obviously are 10'7". This is our lowest ceiling height. And Christian Deportzepark, who is the exterior architect, designs walls of glass. So you really have no break in the views whatsoever. And that's really the drama in all of our apartments.
About half of the building's apartment owners are from outside the United States. Nikki Field and Daniel Chang work for Sotheby's International Realty, which sells homes worldwide. They often travel to China to meet people who might like to buy American properties.
Most all of them were drawn to the United States.
That's right.
Why was that?
Well, I think U.S. has really a stable political environment. It's kind of put a safe deposit box in a city that it will pay for itself, it would appreciate, and they don't have to worry about any property being confiscated.
157 will soon be the second tallest residential building in the Western Hemisphere. Another, bigger apartment building is rising near Central Park. Homes there will cost more than those in 157. Daniel Chang says he believes people from China will really like the new building.
The first thing came to their mind is Central Park, so they... most of my clients want Central Park views and building surrounding Central Park.
At one time, more Russians than Chinese bought property in Manhattan. But that has changed recently. Now, only Canadian purchasers buy more homes in New York City than Chinese. Diane Francis is both a U.S. and Canadian citizen. She lives part of the time in New York. She says foreign buyers are good for the city.
We're the solution, not the problem, to your economic issues, to your income inequality. We employ people, we spend billions, we invest here.
Ms. Francis says wealthy people are buying high-end apartments in New York, both as...